Chapter 90. Their heads and faces, blistering the skin with deep unseemly burns. There were men who rushed up to the fire, and paddled in it with their hands, as if in water, and others who were restrained by force from plunging in, to gratify their deadly longing. On the skull of one drunken lad not 20, by his looks who lay upon the ground with a bottle to his mouth, the lead from the roof, came streaming down in a shower of liquid fire, white hot, melting his head like wax. When the scattered parties were collected, men living yet, but singed as with hot irons, were plucked out of the cellars, and carried off upon the shoulders of others, who strove to wake them as they went along, with ribald jokes, and left them, dead, in the passages of hospitals. But of all the howling throng not one learned mercy from, or sickened at, these sights, nor was the fierce, besotted, senseless rage of one man glutted. Slowly, and in small clusters, with hoarse hurrahs and repetitions of their usual cry, the assembly dropped away. The last few red-eyed stragglers reeled after those who had gone before, the distant noise of men calling to each other, and whistling for others whom they missed, grew fainter and fainter. At length even these sounds died away, and silence reigned alone. Silence indeed. The glare of the flames had sunk into a fitful, flashing light, and the gentle stars, invisible till now, looked down upon the blackening heap. A dull smoke hung upon the ruin, as though to hide it from those eyes of heaven, and the wind forbore to move it. Bare walls, roof open to the sky chambers, where the beloved dead had, many and many a fair day, risen to new life and energy, where so many dear ones had been sad and merry, which were connected with, so many thoughts and hopes, regrets, and changes all gone. Nothing left but a dull and dreary blank, a smoldering heap of dust and ashes, the silence and solitude of utter desolation. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.